This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Hallelujah. Joy and fire come from the Holy Ghost, don't they?
Can I share 1 Kings 19?
Yeah, go ahead.
Elijah was praying to come through this long drought. He sent his servant out. He says, go and see if there's clouds.
Yeah.
See if the rain's coming.
Uh-huh.
He did that 7 times. Because he come back, I see nothing. He sent him again. He said, go see if the clouds form. See if there's rain. He come back. He said, no, this was 7 times. Then the 7th time he come back, he said he's seen clouds. Clouds were forming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Guess what, church? It's going to rain.
Yes, it is.
It's going to rain at Word Alive.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's going to rain. Can you see the rain? Or will you be like the servant where it take you 7 times? Or will you see the rain? Because it's going to rain. You're going to be spiritual rain poured out like Joel, the former and the latter rain on Word Alive and every other church that believes.
That's right.
Amen, church.
Come on.
I see the rain.
Hallelujah.
I see the rain that's coming. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let's say it with you. Let's say it because the Bible tells us to ask for it. Say, Lord, bring the rain. The Bible says, ask ye the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. That's a revival prayer. Zechariah 10:1. You can ask for the rain. Say, Lord, bring the rain. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you. Say thank you for the fire. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I see an army, says the Lord. It's impregnated with a vision. And that vision is about to come forth, says the Lord. There's going to be a delivery. And they're birth pains right now. But there's coming a delivery. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. So get ready. There's about to come something new. Something that's going to be different from the natural, the religious, and the secular. It's going to be of me, says the Lord. And it'll envelop this earth, and people will be transformed in a moment, and supernatural events will take place, and people will know that I, the Lord your God, am alive in earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord, bring revival. Send the rain. Thank you, Father. Whew, glory to God. Well, do you have your Bibles tonight? Nice move of the Spirit here tonight. Peace of God's here, too. Thank you, Lord. I don't know how far I'll get in this. I told you I was going to teach tonight on how to be sane in a crazy world. How to stay sane. How to keep your commies in a crazy world. Hear about a man who went into the police station wishing to speak to the burglar who had broken into his house the night before. He wanted to talk to this guy. You'll get your chance in court, said the desk sergeant. No, 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 said the man. I want to know how he got into the house without waking my wife. I've been trying to do that for years. Did you find in your Bibles 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23? We're going to talk just a little bit tonight. Maybe I'll continue this on Sunday since I don't have a lot of time. Well, let's put it this way. Isaiah 26:3 talks about he will keep you in what kind of peace?
Perfect.
Perfect peace. One translation in the Hebrew says, peace, peace. He'll keep you in peace, peace. Perfect peace whose mind is stayed or fixed on him. To me, that is sanity right there. When you're walking in the peace of God, well, yeah, that little thing broke, or it needs a battery, so I have to stay close to the pulpit tonight so people can see me. Okay. But when you have peace, that's sanity, isn't it? The peace of God. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let it rule. Let peace rule. Don't let anything else rule. Stress or anxiety or frustration or anger or anything else rule, but let peace rule. And that's sanity. If you're out of peace, you're out of balance. And we're going to help you get back into balance. So let the peace of God rule. Let it rule in your heart, not anything else. Not what someone said to you or chewed you out or gave you a piece of their mind. No, let peace rule no matter what's going on. Now, one thing that can happen is this, is we can get out of balance. And we can get to the place where, gee, it's hard for me to laugh. Well, if that's the case, say, okay, God, adjust me, because I want to laugh easily. Amen. God wants you to be joyful, doesn't he? Sometimes we can get so serious that we just can't laugh anymore. No, we need to get to the place. Yeah, come and live with me, my wife says. You're getting in balance right now, folks. Sometimes you just have to crank it up and go, ha ha. Ha 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 ha. My wife and I were talking about age marks. I'm talking about removing them. You know, you go to a dermatologist and get those removed, I guess. And anyhow, I don't know why. We just broke out laughing, talking about age marks this morning. Believe God to remove them, right? Lay your hand on them. Believe God to remove them. So, in order to really have a sane mind, and by the way, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy that this know also that in the, this is chapter 3, verse 1, 2 Timothy 3, 1, this know also that in perilous times, it says times of great stress and trouble in the Amplified Bible, hard to deal with and hard to bear. Hard to deal with and hard to bear. Sometimes you just need to get elevated and get up above the situation. Like Fred goes to the camp and, you know, I go to the river or I go someplace. You know, some place that you can get elevated above the situation. Do we have those picture aerial views of the... Oh, for Sunday. Okay, we'll use those Sunday. A pilot friend of mine flew over the church and took a bunch of pictures. So we'll show them to you Sunday. But to take a step back and get things in perspective. Say, okay, God, it's not what the world says. It's not what my friends say. It's not what my stupid thoughts are saying. It's not what my soulish man, my emotions are saying. It's what you say in your word that's going to lead to success, victory, and overcoming life. So in order to really have a sound mind, we've got to get to the place where we understand ourselves. Where are my little circles here? Can you find those for me? They're in that palace defense somewhere. Oh, thank you. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter. That's just a couple up from Timothy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. So stay in balance. If you're having a hard time laughing, say, okay, God, adjust me. I don't want to be so serious. I want to have the peace of God. I want to have the joy of the Lord. The Bible says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. That's why we rejoice. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. So let all those that put their trust in thee do what? Rejoice. Now, sometimes my wife knows this. I'll be on the phone talking to some people, and I'll be listening to their problems and trying to help them. And I hang the phone up, and what do, honey? I start quoting those scriptures right there. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Hallelujah. For thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Now, you need to have some scriptures available that when you're going through tough times, and maybe you just get off the phone talking with somebody and they just dumped on you. Okay, you pray with them, you genuinely care. But then what do you do with that? You begin to quote Psalm 89. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. Why? Once again, for the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. So you ought to have some scriptures to combat those things. Have it ready so that, my goodness, this is really heavy duty. Okay, what are those favorite scriptures about rejoicing? You just come out with them. It'll change your whole attitude. So understanding ourselves. This was revelation to me. To know that I was, number one, a spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Notice what it says there. I pray God, and the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back. But he wants our spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless until he comes back. So, what's he telling us here? You are a tripart being. You are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. Now listen up close, because this is going to help people with mental illnesses. You are going to be able to help people with mental illnesses. You're going to help them to understand themselves. You're going to help them understand their components. And they're going to feel better. They're going to understand why they're doing the things they're doing and thinking the way they're thinking when they understand that, number one, they're a spirit. They possess a soul, and they live in a body. Understanding your own makeup, what makes you function, what makes you operate in life. And once you understand this, you will be able to deal with the various components of your makeup with the wisdom of God. It comes right out of God's word. We're going to see it. So you're a tripart being. We serve a triune God. He's a Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You are a spirit, soul, and a body. You're all three of those. But here's the big thing. When you get born again, this one right here, this part of you is the part that becomes regenerated. This is the part that contains the love of God. This is the part that contains the wisdom of God. This is the part that you can rely on. This is the part where your conscience is, really. This is a part that hears from God. Not your body, not your feelings, not your soul, not your emotions. You can't trust your emotions any farther than you can throw them. You can't trust your soul, by the way, that's your mind, your will, and your emotions. You can't trust those stupid thoughts that come into your head. No, because this part didn't get saved. So you can't trust that. Well, why don't you just go off and jump off a bridge? Get out of here.
That's right.
That part isn't saved. Don't pay attention to it.
That's right.
Well, why don't you just go hurt somebody? Get out of here. That's not me. This is the real me right here.
Amen.
Condemning you for something that happened many years ago. The thoughts, get out of here. I'm a spirit. I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm a new species that's never before existed.
Amen.
You see, we can have all sorts of stupid thoughts in our mind. We can have all sorts of stupid thoughts in our feelings, in our body. Listen, your feelings from your body are fickle. They go up one day, down the next, up one day, down the next. Oh, I'm in love. I'm in love. Maybe you're in lust. Because that's where that comes from, out of the body. Well, I think I'm in love. Well, would you marry this person if you could never have sex? Well, I don't know about that. Well, wait a minute. What if they became incapacitated? Would you still love them? That's what real love is. Sometimes we mistake lust for love. And guess what? That relationship's not going to last. Since I'm on that, I might as well park there. You are made of spirit, soul, and body, right? Spirit, soul, and body. So you make a relationship with someone, spirit, soul, and body. And all three of those need to be strongly connected. Okay? You need to learn to know someone spiritually, first of all. From the Word, how do they believe? Are you on the same page spiritually? And then the soulish man, your emotions, your thoughts, get to know one another's likes and dislikes. And then comes the physical part in marriage. Now listen, if you do this, if you bypass these two and you say, well, we're just going to get married based on this right here, guess what? It ain't going to last. I said, it's not going to last.
Amen.
Someday the honeymoon will be over and the marriage will be over.
Amen.
Well, I thought I was in love. Maybe you were in lust. Now, I'll say this. If you're married and you're in love, it's okay to lust.
That's right.
So where there's love, it's okay to lust. But there's not okay to have lust if you're not in love.
Amen.
Come on.
How did
I get off on that? Anyhow, all these other areas are not regenerated. So these are unreliable sources of information. Well, Daddy, I'm in love with this guy. I think I've used this example before. Daddy, he carries a 9mm. He's a pimp. He's a drug addict. He sells drugs. But Daddy, it just feels right. Huh? It may feel right, but it may not be right.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever.
Amen.
And so sometimes people get in relationships and they have these feelings, they have these soul ties, but they bypass what God's Word says. It says don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. They bypass that. They get all these emotions. They get these soul ties. And then they're between a rock and a hard place. So it's better to go by God's Word. It's better to go by your spirit. What are you sensing in your spirit? See? Am I in love or am I in lust? Well, if it's just lust, it ain't going to last. So anyhow, the unregenerated part is the soul and the body. Now, here's what happens. Boy, I wish I could get off on this, but I got to quit, but here's what happens. These two unregenerated parts right here gang up on this part. They double team him. Did you ever play football and you were double teamed on the line? Okay. So they double team them, the spirit. But here's what happens. In the soul, the Bible says in James 1:21, receiving the engrafted word to the saving of your soul. So when your soul gets saved and you get enough mind renewal in here, guess what? Now these two come into agreement and the double team is switched. Now your body doesn't have a chance. This is why it's important for you to get your mind renewed so that you have the strength to overcome the inclinations of the flesh. Because, listen, the Bible says about our feelings, it says our flesh in Romans 7:18, it says, there is no good thing in my flesh. You've seen ministers fall from grace. Why? Because they still had this part. There's no good thing in our flesh. And if you don't control the flesh, if you just let it be barbaric and do the base thing that it wants to do, guess what? It's going to ruin your life. Right? So that's why Christians have to have some self-control. That's why they have to listen to their spirit and not be guided by the flesh, the feelings, or the soulish man, or the emotions. Okay? And so, watch the thoughts that come in this area. All right? Beware of the thoughts. I'm a loser. I'm useless. Or I'm stupid. Or I'm a jerk. No. That's a lie. God says something better about you. He says you're the righteousness of God. He says you're His workmanship. He says you are complete in Him. He says you're valuable and precious. You're not a loser. That's what the Word says about you. Well, I got goofy thoughts sometimes. Well, don't pay any attention to them. Cast them out. Huh? Suicide. Throw it out of here. That's not the real you. That part didn't get saved. This is the part that got saved. Listen to this. Recognize that these things are not of God. They're from an unreliable source. And do not trust your thoughts and your feelings. Get your mind renewed. And then you can maybe start trusting them a little bit. God's all for feelings if they're in the parameter of His Word. But if they're outside His Word, man, can they destroy a life. Many people have bit the dust because they followed their thoughts or they followed their feelings and they bit the dust eventually. Well, glory to God. Let's stand. I guess I meddled enough tonight. But this is just a start. Don't be moved by thoughts that are contrary to the Word of God. Rather, do what it says in you can stand up. Do what it says in Revelation in Romans chapter 1, verse 9. It says, I serve God with my spirit. Don't serve God with your emotions and your feelings. These are unreliable sources of direction and information. No, God doesn't speak to you through your feelings. God doesn't speak to you through your thoughts unless the thought begins here and goes to here, but it comes in your spirit. So that's how we communicate with God, in our spirit. And people don't know this. This is the first step in good mental health. Do you see that? This is the first step in having the peace of God, to be able to hear from God in your spirit and understand the difference, right? Hallelujah to Jesus. You don't need to become a nervous wreck. Listen, watch medicating yourself, medicating the pain of the world with wine and booze or medication, whatever. Watch doing that. I'm not saying don't ever do that, but it may not be necessary if you draw close to Jesus. Get in the secret place of the Most High. Glory to God. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. We love you, Father. Thank you that we can be sane in an insane world, Father, because of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.